And welcome back to The Undefeated. I'm Will. I'm here with Anthony, John, and Dylan. And we're here to talk about the very, very sad day of football that we all witnessed on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
We all picked the Chiefs, and we were all wrong.
I don't know how.
What? Like, this is bad. Never be a Chiefs fan if you're gonna, like, never go to a Chiefs fan's house, like a diehard fan's house, and then they have them lose. Like, only have them win. I know that it's, like, out of your control. Also, that streaker guy at the Super Bowl is a genius. A total genius. He bet a $50,000 bet that there would be a streaker, right? And it was, like, plus 600 and some odds. And then he was the streaker. And he only had to pay $1K to get out of jail. So he made, like, $374,000. That's insane.
That's what we call stonks.
Yeah, just, use Robin Hood.
Okay.
Alrighty, hopping right into football. The Bucks win the second Super Bowl after beating the Chiefs 31-9 as Brady wins his 7th Super Bowl and 5th Super Bowl MVP, which he didn't deserve. While Mahomes
Who deserved it then? Who deserved it?
Devin White?
No.
Gronk.
No, he did not.
No.
No one else deserved. No, the only person who deserved it was Brady.
No, it was
Brady
Gronk.
Deserved.
It was Gronk or Fournette.
No.
It was not Tom Brady.
Yes, it was.
No, it was
yes,
not.
Yes, it was.
Gronk had 2 touchdowns.
Who threw it? Oh, my God. Tom Brady deserved the MVP, bro. You must be out of your mind.
Yeah, Tom Brady threw 3 touchdowns in the first
half. Also, the Super Bowl halftime show was terrible.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Was it good?
No,
yes,
it wasn't.
It was good. I thought it was good.
I liked it. It was funny.
It was.
I laughed at it, and that's why I liked it, so.
You laughed at it because it was.
Because when the Weeknd was going through that hallway in the with the yellow lights, and he's like,
like
I thought that
trying,
was hilarious.
Like
I thought that
to
was
a visual representation on a podcast.
Look, just imagine this: eyes wide open, mouth in a circular formation, and making some weird sounds, that weird sound, and then just looking right and left sort of sporadically, like a spaz. That's what the Weeknd looked like in, like, this hall of mirrors that were all yellow. And so I really
had
enjoyed
the bright
that.
Lights.
Ah! Why yellow?
While he sung Blinding Lights.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to talk about it.
Alrighty. And then Mahomes and the Chiefs struggled all game, scoring 0 touchdowns. But most people will look at the penalties as the Chiefs had 12 calls for 112 yards and the Bucks had just 4 for 39. Are you surprised with how poor the Chiefs were? The Chiefs? Okay. The officiating in this game was so bad. It was atrocious.
I don't think it was that bad.
The 2 pass interference calls on the 2-minute drive that right before halftime, in a way, cost the Chiefs the game. Because they lost all momentum, and all momentum went with the Bucks because of calls that weren't real. Both of those balls were uncatchable.
I mean, but that doesn't – I honestly don't remember. I think I was eating at this point, so So I can't really put my 2 cents into there, but I mean, majority of the calls though were fine,
except for all of the big ones.
No.
Yeah.
I think your opinion is wrong.
I'm not here
situation.
To argue your penalties.
I don't know. Some of them seemed a little fishy.
But I don't think anyone could have predicted the Chiefs playing this poorly, but I think. We didn't really talk about this last week, but the lack of
tackles.
Yeah, lack of tackles and having the one starter out and having backups play definitely cost them the game. And I think if anyone would have really thought about that, then I think we would have realized, considering the Buccaneers had one of the best
sevens in the league.
Yeah, it makes sense.
They
didn't let Mahomes have any chances, and it didn't help him that his receivers couldn't catch the balls.
Yeah, the ball that hit Tyreek in the face.
One dude that just dropped it in the end zone.
Yeah, Darrell Williams.
There's just multiple.
God, Darrell.
There's a lot of them.
It doesn't help that his name was Darrell either. Darrell's like one of the easiest names to make fun of on the planet. It's like Anthony and then Darrell.
Your name is Will with one L. But
that's the only L
Anthony,
I've ever taken in my life is when it came off my name.
Anthony, that is definitely an easily made fun of name. Especially when you pair it with a Broncos fan.
Oh, my God.
It's just slanders nonstop.
It's okay, Anthony. Anthony, it's okay. I still love you, bro. You're good. Come on, come back. Just kidding. Come back, Anthony.
No, come but back. What I find interesting is I think the streaker had more end zone action than the Chiefs did.
That's funny.
Pain, agony, even. And then he mooned us all.
Oh, I didn't even see it, honestly.
I remember I was watching it live on ESPN Spanish because I couldn't. They didn't have it in English, so I was watching it, and they were just like, "Oh, a dude just came onto the field."
Just like that in Spanish?
Yeah, in Spanish.
Oh,
and then they
came on the field.
And they asked, they had a sideline reporter sort of like describe what's going on. And the sideline reporter was like, no, this is some drunk who came onto the field, got some laughs and stuff, but he's going to jail now.
That sounds like something Noah would say. Exactly how we would say
but
it.
But I just that.
Man, just some drunk dude on the field. You know, he just wanted to get some laughs, you know. But then he's serving his sentence now in prison. He's getting what he deserves.
Bra
you know.
Moment.
But oh man, that was funny. But yeah, he was a. Did y'all see what he was wearing?
No. Yeah, he was wearing like a pink.
Yeah, like a pink.
Pink female swimsuit.
A pink thong.
That's quite interesting.
Yeah.
If I have restricted the Super Bowl.
What did you think about the pink thong, Anthony?
I wasn't watching at that point. I stopped watching at halftime.
Why?
I couldn't be bothered to watch it. The game was over at halftime.
Well, obviously it was over at halftime, but but I mean there were still interesting factors in the game.
Like,
yeah.
You never know. It could have they
like
could have Vita
came Vea back. Came in at fullback.
Yeah, Anthony.
I saw that.
It's just pretty good for you. Congratulations.
What? Alrighty, moving on. What was y'all's favorite moment of the 2020-2021 NFL season?
Alrighty,
y'all.
One from
your favorite team and one moment that really stood out to you. Anthony, we're going to start with you.
No.
Yes, we are.
No.
Yes.
Fine.
Answer the question, Antoine. Go!
Oh my God. Favorite moment from the season overall was Alex Smith beating the Pittsburgh Steelers, ending their unbeaten streak. And then the Broncos come back against the Chargers.
That was a pretty good one. The Broncos come back against the Chargers. Which is literal pain because I was watching that game. And cheering for the Chargers. Alrighty, Dylan, what was your favorite moment?
do me in a minute.
I know that John doesn't have one because John didn't watch
no,
that.
No,
football.
No, 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 I got some.
What is John's favorite moment?
Alrighty, y'all. I'm Will. Anyways, favorite moment was when Dak Prescott's career ended.
I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
Second favorite. Dylan's dead. Second favorite moment. I can't even remember what I was going to say. Okay, second favorite moment, when Gronk came out of retirement to play for the Bucks, because Brady went to the Bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think that it's that the Dak thing was all jokes, just so that we don't get fined by anyone who actually cares.
Listen, I know he said something about it before the show, but I thought he was kidding.
Yeah, I think we all thought he was kidding. Alrighty.
I mean, what can I say? The Cowboys didn't do much this season other than lose. So,
yeah, what's new?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go. I think my favorite part of the NFL season was the Cowboys just absolutely crapping on the field the whole season. Absolutely the entire season.
What moment was better?
Whether they had Dak or not. But I think that was my favorite part. And then favorite team moment. There's not much to say.
The Dalvin Cook season as a whole.
Maybe, yeah, the first couple
the
of games.
The Vikings' phenomenal season this season.
The first
season.
Couple of games for Dalvin Cook and then the random 206-yard game, like, close to the end of the season. Either that or just Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Now don't even say his name in my presence.
Justin
Howie Roseman
Jefferson.
Is the one that killed.
Also.
Okay,
stop talking.
This is about me.
Okay, listen, no, okay, hold on. Who won Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Justin Herbert.
Absolutely robbed. It should have been Justin Jefferson.
It should have been Justin Jefferson, yes.
It should have been Justin Jefferson.
But there's a valid argument to be made for Herbert and a quarterback bias. Back to me. So, The Eagles had the opportunity to take DK Metcalf and Justin Jefferson, and instead we
and they didn't. They didn't. Get over it.
Get over it. Howie Roseman is the worst GM of all time.
Get over it.
Like, my Madden GM-ness is pretty bad. Howie Roseman is worse.
Oh, my God. I doubt that.
Yes, he is. Ugh. God, he pisses me off. But my favorite Eagles moment of the 2020-2021 NFL season was when Carson Wentz got benched and Jalen Hurts came in and beat the Saints, who were, like, on a really, really long win streak.
Sick.
Good job. Muy bueno.
Nice.
All right, what's the next
and
topic?
And then my overall favorite one was when Tyreek Hill had 269 yards in the first half.
Against the Buccaneers?
Against the Bucs.
And then didn't have any more yards.
Actually, no, it was
in
the first quarter.
And then didn't have any more yards the rest of the game.
That's not the point.
But he's
that's not the point.
The point is,
hey, where were those 269 yards in the Super Bowl, though?
They were
non-existent. He had like 14. Actually, I have no idea how many yards he had. I know he had 14 at one point from the play from the end zone, but other than that, I have no idea.
Tyreek did play pretty bad, not going to lie.
Well, it's not necessary. It wasn't his fault.
Mahomes played amazing. What are you talking about?
It's not, no, but it's not Hill's fault. I mean, he did drop the one, so yes, he's terrible for
that. And then Daryl.
But it's not his fault that he played bad. I mean, he was getting double covered the entire game.
Yeah, and then Daryl dropped it.
So, yeah.
Imagine being named Daryl.
What is your thing with Daryl's, Will? I don't
understand.
Yeah,
what is with the Daryl slander?
What's up with the Daryl here?
He dropped.
Do you, like, know a Daryl personally who, like, hurt you?
Yeah, he
were you, like, verbally abused as a child by a man named Daryl? Do we need to talk?
Will, this is an intervention.
Listen, we can
people
sit down
with the name Daryl
show.
Are normal, Will. They live
no,
normal
not
lives.
The name is Daryl.
Will, it's okay. Your name's Will with an L. A singular L. Proof that strange people live normal lives, too.
Hold on. Why am I this?
He works at
person.
A Schlotsky's in a gas station. It's not a normal life.
The only that one is. In the entire Metroplex, may I add? Because
yeah.
I've never seen another
the
Schlotsky's.
The only other Schlotsky's I can even think about is in Southlake.
Yeah.
Next to a Cinnabon. Like,
yeah,
that's literally the only other Schlotsky's I've ever seen.
Yeah, we have Cinnabons.
In my life.
I ate one yesterday morning.
I've
good
crossed,
for you, Will.
I've crossed the country, you know, multiple places my entire life, you know, my 16 years. I've never seen another Schlotsky's. Ever.
Yeah, it's because we're just built different.
Okay. Well.
Shantai's not even built at all.
Wait a second. Alrighty, moving right into baseball. First off, the Rangers trade Elvis Andrus and Aramis Garcia to the Athletics for Chris Davis and Jonah Heim. Who won the trade, John?
I think Oakland won this trade. I think the Rangers messed up with trading away our prize shortstop, Elvis Andrus, to Oakland. I thought it was a bad idea. And what we got in return, Chris Davis, he hasn't played well in 2 years. All right?
No, he played well last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
He played okay.
Didn't Kyler Murray get drafted to the A's?
Yes.
I know so much about baseball.
Wow. Good for you, Will. I'm so glad.
I feel like we could have traded Elvis to a different team and gotten more than what
yeah,
we
like
got
Mookie.
From Oakland. No, not Mookie. Absolutely not Mookie. No. Why?
Why? Did I just get your hopes up, John?
Although we did get a good catcher prospect. We'll see if he plays out because we need catchers. What
yeah,
about
just
you,
like
Dylan?
The Venezuelans need a
I don't know what you need.
Fielder.
I don't pay attention.
Venezuelans need food is what they need.
Anyways.
They'd play good baseball if they all weren't starving.
So I'm just going to take this from you.
I think we're having a
so we don't have any more. We don't include any more Venezuelan stereotypes in the show.
Elvis,
okay.
Come back,
okay.
Elvis. Mi pana.
I think that whoever decided that it was a good idea to trade Andrus, which is one of the best, if not the best, shortstops in Rangers franchise history. Why they decided to trade him, I have no idea.
Because I'm the GM.
And especially, it's like the Eagles GM. No, absolutely, it was a pea-brain decision. There's no reason to trade him for Chris Davis and some random dude for a catcher prospect. I think it was stupid. It was pointless, and especially to a divisional rival. I don't understand. I don't get it.
I don't understand baseball's divisions at all. I think they're crazy.
They're very
too.
Simple.
Really?
It's literally just the it's like the NFL divisions.
But like
there are four California teams.
Sean,
none of them are in the same
division.
Let me
explain this to why this doesn't make sense. California has what, four teams, and none of them are in the same division.
Yes, they in baseball.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. The only one that's not is the Angels, and they're in the AL West.
They should be.
The NL West. The NL West is literally in it. Okay. I have to think. The Dodgers, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, the Padres, and the Rockies. That's all one division. That's four, that's three. And then the Angels and then Oakland. They're all in the same division but in different – or they're in the same division but different conferences. I guess how would I put that?
Same
in different leagues.
Different division.
Different leagues. Because the Angels and the A's are in the American League West, and then the the other three are in the NL West. So still – it's whatever. But why would you have five Californian teams in one thing? That doesn't make any sense.
Why would you have five teams in one state?
That's like... Because California's huge.
Okay. There's a lot of other places in this world that are huge.
Texas has two teams.
Yeah, Texas has two teams.
Yeah, but like, does Louisiana have a team?
Florida has two teams.
Florida has Florida has the Marlins and the Rays.
New York has two teams.
Yeah, but New York has like 8 million people in one city.
It just said 8 billion people in a city.
I said million with it.
You said billion. First of all, there's not even a billion people in this country.
Yeah, we're not in China.
Anyways.
Okay. Kansas City has a team. I'm just saying that there needs to be more spread out teams in baseball.
Like
that's
where?
All I'm
where
saying.
Would you propose that they put a team?
Here, yeah. Let's hear your relocation plans for a team.
Put one in Idaho.
Why?
In Boise.
Why?
What would they be called? Because there's a minor league team there, and I don't remember the name, but I know they have one.
In Boise Potatoes.
Most states that don't have a
major league
team have a minor league team.
Yeah, but the major league is not the minor league. And Idaho would be able to, they'd have the best fan base in the...
No, they would not.
Yes, they would.
No one would even go to the games. They have to think about revenue and putting teams in San Francisco, San Diego, Los Angeles, and
Los
Oakland.
Angeles again.
Wait. You're trying to tell me that moving a team to Los Angeles is good for revenue? The Chargers moved to Los Angeles and haven't had a home game in like...
Well, football, the Chargers suck. People don't watch football in L.A.
They watch
the tennis.
What? Get a load of this guy.
The only place I could think about putting a team would be like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That would be a decent
gambling
one.
Hub.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm stretching it here, but maybe Omaha.
Omaha.
Nebraska. But they do have a minor league team, I'm pretty sure.
Ah, I see.
Las Vegas has a cool minor league team, too.
All right.
Oh yeah. Las
Reno,
Vegas.
Yeah.
All righty. We gotta keep things moving.
Yeah. Okay.
But we're staying on the topic
after
of baseball as Trevor Bauer is acquired by the Dodgers with second and third year player options.
No, first and second year player options.
What?
Yes.
So is
it's after his first year and his second year he has an option.
Going into his second and third years.
And the off season of the first and second year.
Okay.
So yes.
Just elaborate on why this is good for the Dodgers.
No, John goes first.
Why would I go? I'm not a Dodgers fan.
Because I want you to go first.
Okay, well, I think the Dodgers now have one of the strongest pitching rotations in the league. They've got Clayton Kershaw, Walker Buehler. They've just added Trevor Bauer, the Cy Young winner this past season. Who else do they have?
Julio Urias,
the Mexican pitcher.
And I don't remember the other one.
But those four are what make this Dodgers...
Dustin May, too.
Dustin May is coming up soon. Those five make the Dodgers one of the scariest teams to play against with their pitchers. Their offense is crazy. Too bad they're not getting Turner back and Jock Peterson just left.
It's going to deteriorate
The
offense is going to deteriorate a little bit because of Turner leaving, but he wasn't necessarily a power hitter. He was more just put the ball in play. And then Peterson was amazing, and then
Kike
gone, too.
Yeah.
But
Kike Hernandez.
Yeah.
Yes, Kike Hernandez. Most but the fact that their pitching rotation, they have a Cy Young winner
Which I also, I don't know if y'all have noticed, but in his bios it says that Mickey Mouse and
yeah, NL Mickey Cy Mouse and Cy Young, Young winner.
Trevor Bauer is definitely the funniest person
He's
in the
got
entire
a good
sport.
Personality.
So yeah, they have a Cy Young winner, another Cy Young winner,
multi Cy Young winner.
Yeah, and then they're gonna have another Cy Young winner with Walker Buehler. I can guarantee you that he'll win a Cy Young in the near future. That's three Cy Young winners. Well, two and a half. I'll say two and a half.
Two and a half.
Well, because he hasn't technically won one yet, but he's
for sure could be in the conversation.
Better, he's probably better than Clayton Kershaw is right now.
Isn't Clayton Kershaw like the best pitcher in baseball?
He was.
Arguably. One of.
But I think Julio Urías could be the next Clayton Kershaw.
Maybe. But I think Clayton Kershaw is like starting to deteriorate with age, which obviously makes sense. He's been playing for a while. But still, they're gonna have the one of 45-year-old
baseball players.
Huh?
Aren't they like 45-year-old baseball players?
Yeah, pitchers are usually the oldest, but yeah, they don't go that long.
Oh, they don't? Alrighty, that sucks. Moving on, more baseball. Nelson Cruz re-signed with the Minnesota Twins on a 1-year, $13 million deal. Is this a good move for the Twins, or is this a bad move for
Nelson Cruz?
No, I think they should. It was a bad move because he needs to retire.
I agree. I think, you know, good for him. He got another year to play the sport he loves. But after this one, I don't think anyone's going to want to sign him again. He's getting pretty old.
And no one can forgive him for dropping a ball in right field.
Listen.
I don't like the Rangers. I've never liked the Rangers. I only go to their games just because they have the closest
baseball,
park to my house.
Yeah.
How in the world are you a Major League Baseball player in your – that was probably his prime.
Yeah.
I would say. In your prime, and you just don't catch a ball.
How? I don't understand.
This makes me so mad. How do you – in the World Series, that was the game. He catches the ball, the game is over.
Wait. Was he, like, actually good in his prime, or was he, like –
Yeah, he was actually good.
Yes, Nelson Cruz was insane, like, really good in his prime.
A monster.
And he sold literally the series for them.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Anthony, what are your takes on this?
I don't have a take.
Oh, you don't have a take. Okay.
Wow, Anthony joining the conversation for the first time in 20 minutes.
We love you, Anthony. No homo, though.
We'll get to you soon, I promise.
No. Wait, should we say no homo or should we say
I'm
saying no homo.
I'm not endorsing any of this.
I'm not endorsing my homosexuality.
I'm not, no comment.
Or any homosexual. Or sexuality in general.
Marcelo Ozuna re-signs with the Braves.
Wait, that's my job.
Hey, well, you're not doing your job, so we figured we'd do it for you.
No, that's not how this works. That's not at all how this works. Alrighty, moving on. Marcelo Ozuna re-signs with the Braves on a 4-year, $65 million deal.
Cool, don't care. They're still gonna get.
No, they're not. Shut up, Dylan. Shut up, Dylan. I think this was great for the Braves. They finally,
I agree,
were able to re-sign Marcelo Ozuna for a multi-year deal, which
was, it
was
a great
really
move.
Good. It was good for Marcelo. Good for the Braves overall. We're taking it to the World Series.
No,
you're not. You see,
Ronald Acuna.
With Acuna, Marcel, we just got Charlie Morton from Tampa.
Freddie Freeman.
Who else? We signed a shortstop the other day.
Don't ask me.
I don't remember. But, you know, Ozzy Albies.
I don't pay attention to teams that we beat.
Nah, well, you know, when you're just so good, you know, it's all, you know, always good to come up from behind and absolutely destroy the Dodgers next year. Okay. Mark my words.
Wow. I feel some tension in this room.
Oh, don't worry, Dylan.
There's been tension in this room since we first started talking about baseball.
Alrighty, moving on to our last baseball topic. Yadier Molina.
Yadier Molina.
Re-signs with the Cardinals for one more year.
I think this will be his last year. I don't know what the question is, but this is definitely going to be his last year before he retires.
Are you
no
judging
way.
Me because I don't know how to
read?
Yes. Or say
Spanish.
Pronounce
Spanish
names. Any other language.
Yadi's coming back
to
the Cardinals. Thank God.
Yeah, he played for the Angels, right? Or did he get
Yadi?
No, I'm losing my mind.
Yadier Molina.
It was Pujols.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Sorry. They kind of just blend together.
Yadier Molina is coming back to the Cardinals after his devastating loss in the Caribbean Series.
No one cares about the Caribbean Series, John. Okay.
So, you know,
I care about the Caribbean Series.
No, you
series,
don't. Stop
Here
lying.
We go. The Dominican Republic won 3-1 because Robinson Cano does steroids.
Okay.
Anyways, Yadi's coming back to the Cardinals. Good for him. I'm glad he's coming back. He totally deserves it. I can't wait for his send-off. this year because I'm telling you.
I can't wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to see it happen.
I don't want to see it happen either. But, you know, when it happens, it'll be a great day for him. Great day for the Cardinals organization. You know, they'll probably have to get on getting a new catcher. But, you know, that's good. Good for Yachty.
Yeah. Yeah, good for him.
And he did great during the Caribbean series.
All righty. Before Dylan has time to rant, let's move on into basketball.
Oh,
as the Mavericks beat the Warriors 134-132. As Luka puts up 42 and 11 assists, despite Curry putting up 57 points, the Mavs get back on track after the win against the Timberwolves. Last night, they have won 3 out of their last 4 and look to turn around their seasons. Can the Mavs keep winning and potentially get themselves back to the playoffs?
Let me start with this. I think this was the most interesting game that I didn't watch. I saw all the updates on Twitter, though, so I think that's what counts.
Yeah, I was watching this game, and like the Mavs were up 18-2 at one point.
Well, it didn't last for long, did it?
No, it didn't, because Curry's a god.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's about all I really have to say. So, Anthony, you can join the conversation for the first time.
Yeah, Anthony, what do you think about the Mavs? Can they turn their season around or no?
Luka just needs help from Porzingis. I think that's all that they need to do.
I think Luka needs more help than just from Porzingis.
I think they shouldn't have traded away Seth Curry.
Yeah, we know. You voiced that opinion multiple times, Will. It's okay.
So
no, we know.
No, I'll voice
know,
it again.
Will.
I will voice
hey,
it again.
And guess what? I don't care. We know. You've said it before. All of us know.
I want to hear you.
Every
Will.
Single
let's
person
hear
who watches the show,
Will,
which is the total of me and John in
Will,
physics,
Will.
No. Okay. We
Will,
know that you don't think Seth Curry should have been traded, and we do not care.
Will, let's hear it.
Like
I
Stephen
care.
A. Smith, we do not care.
Will, let's hear
I'm
it.
I'm just going to tell you right now, we don't care. We don't care.
We don't care. Well, he brought a. Okay. I know you don't care, but he's the biggest part reason that they suck.
Yes, we know.
They're going to get the first overall pick, and then it's going to go to the Knicks.
Yep.
Knicks are going to have the first
no,
overall pick.
No, they're not going to get the first overall pick.
They're not making the playoffs.
The Mavericks?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I they're think missing close. The playoffs.
I don't think they're, yeah. I
it just
think
depends on how they perform. You never know.
Is it? We've seen how they're performing.
You
it's
never know.
Atrocious.
It all depends. Oh, no, they perform.
I don't need your sass.
I don't need your sass.
I will continue to give you my
it's
sass.
Logic. They're
okay,
behind
listen,
by so
listen,
much.
Listen, they're only 3 games behind .500.
Yeah,
it's not that
13th
bad.
In the West.
It's not that bad. And the Nuggets and the Kings are both 12 and 11.
Yeah, the Kings
so
are
so one
in
game
the playoffs.
Above. Yeah, for now. For now, Will.
No.
We'll Kings see are, how much longer
the
that
The Kings
lasts.
Are winning the championship this no, year.
They're not even going to get close.
The who? The who?
You yeah. sound like Cowboys fans. You sound like a Cowboys fan right now.
No, don't put me in that
no,
category.
No, that's exactly what you sound like.
We're gonna win the Super Bowl this year. This year, we're going to win more than 4 games.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
I think we're already on track to win more games than we did last year. That's a W.
Okay. Okay.
Alrighty. Moving on. Staying on the topic of the Kings upset both the Clippers and the Nuggets on back-to-back nights as they beat the Nuggets 119-114 despite Jokic putting up 50 points as Harrison Barnes gets 28 and Tyrese Halliburton gets 23 off the bench. They also beat the Clippers 113-110 as De'Aaron Fox gets 36 as the Kings are now on a 4-game win streak. And are the Kings going to make the playoffs? And it is Tyrese
oh
Halliburton,
God.
Rookie of the Year.
Will,
no,
you're like ESPN
no,
on
no.
LaMelo Ball
okay.
right now.
No,
you
no, and
like
no.
ESPN.
They're not making the playoffs.
Yes,
and
they are.
Whoever that is not Rookie of the Year because they're going to give it to LaMelo Ball because of his name. Okay? God.
It's going to be Tyrese.
And they're not making the playoffs. They're definitely
yes, they
not making the playoffs.
Yes, they are.
Those 2 games were frauds.
Okay.
Oh, what about the other 2 games that we
I don't
won?
Know who they played, so I can't answer
well,
that question.
Well, they won them, didn't they?
Well, who did they play?
That's a great question, but we won them, didn't we?
Aren't you their fan?
Yeah, it's really hard to follow a team that gets no media attention at all.
Because they suck. Because they're dog water, okay?
Yeah, but, like, yeah. So are the Hornets. Yet they get media attention.
The Hornets are higher seeded than the Kings are.
And they have LaMelo Ball, so.
They're also in the East, and the Kings are in the West.
Okay, what's your point?
The West is the statistically, and
well, not this season. There's like 4 good teams, and one of them's the Suns.
The Suns are good. They have DeAndre Ayton, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Johnson,
I'm enjoying
and Mikal Bridges. John, you almost fell over.
I did. Okay, go on to the next one, because no. If anyone says that the Kings are even making the playoffs this year, you have no opinion in this conversation. Anthony, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Anthony, what are your thoughts? Are the Kings going to make the playoffs? And is Tyrese Halliburton Rookie of the Year?
No.
I think your opinion is wrong.
One word? No.
One word? Literally. Two letters, I have two words for both of those questions. No. No and no.
That's three.
That's all you need to hear, Will. That's all you need to hear.
I can't do I can't do quotations. Okay? So, no and no.
Oh, like that time that Charles Barkley said, I have three words for you, and then he went on like a 10-word rant. It was hilarious.
Okay.
What's alrighty, the... moving on. Cause,
I didn't know 10 words was a rant. That's barely a compound sentence.
Alrighty, moving on. The 76ers beat the shorthanded Nets 124-108 as the Nets were without KD and Kyrie as Joel Embiid puts up 33 points as Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons put up double-doubles as the 76ers go to 17-7 while the Nets go to 14-11. Are the Sixers currently the best team in the NBA, Anthony?
I think they are. Embiid's putting up MVP numbers. I think he'll win the MVP. You still have Ben Simmons and Seth Curry helping him out.
Yeah, I agree with you that they are very good, and Embiid has potential to win the MVP. Dylan, what do you think?
I think he has potential to win the MVP. But no, I don't think they're the best team in the league. Maybe like top three.
Who's the best team then?
I don't know. I don't watch basketball. But based off of their records, then no. But I'll just go out on a limb and say that the Jazz are better.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Not the Kings, though. Not the Kings.
Why?
Kings aren't better. I'll tell you that.
Why are the Jazz better?
Because they're doing great this season. End of discussion. I have nothing else to say. I don't care about the Sixers. Because
you don't watch basketball.
No, I don't.
John, what do you think?
Don't ask him. He watches less than I do.
Same thing Dylan does. You know, probably top three. But
you know, maybe top four.
You know, just
yeah,
to, just
they're
to
four
say,
because the Kings
just
are in the
to
top
say
three.
Something
no, they're not. The Kings aren't even in the top 20.
What? What is this blasphemy?
It's facts.
Blasphemy.
It's facts.
They're at least in the top 16.
The Kings are a bottom tier organization.
Okay, just because our head coach missed the playoffs with LeBron James doesn't make us a bad organization.
Listen, Will. They're in the top 16. They've played 23 games.
Good math.
Out of an 82-game season.
72 games.
Okay, 72-game season. You can't tell me that any of them are top. Anyone's a top 16 team yet, unless you're the Jazz, the Lakers, and I guess the Sixers.
I guess I have to agree with you on this one.
Maybe.
Just because you used such amazing
statistics. The Kings suck. They're not even going to make the playoffs.
No.
Go on to the next one.
Okay. Moving on, the Lakers beat the Pistons 135-129 in double overtime as the Pistons push the Lakers all the way back, all the way, with Jeremy Grant putting up 32 points to keep them in the game. LeBron and AD put up a combined 63 points to go 18-6. And can anyone beat the Lakers with a question mark? Anthony.
Would it be a statement?
What?
Nothing. Just kidding.
Any team in the West, I think the only team that could challenge is the Jazz. I think Utah's playing out of their mind. But other than that, I don't think any West team will beat the Lakers.
Definitely not the Kings.
What about the East teams?
The Sixers could challenge, but other than that, no.
I think you're forgetting about this team. It's called the Brooklyn Nets. They're kind of a big deal.
I think the only teams from the East that could challenge them would be either the Sixers, the Bucks, or the Nets. Maybe the Celtics on a good day.
Yeah, I like the Celtics a lot.
But definitely not the Kings.
The Kings will beat the Lakers once this season.
No, they won't.
I need you to stop talking. You watch the Caribbean series more than you watch American sports.
What? Huh? Actually, yeah, that sounds about right.
See? You're proving my point for me. Dylan, do you think anyone can beat the Lakers?
He just gave you. I literally
could.
Just answered that
actually,
question.
Actually, I watch MLB, and that's American. So.
Oh, okay. I see it as. Alrighty. Moving on to the Bucks beating the Nuggets 125-112 as Giannis scores 30 points and gets 9 rebounds as Chris Middleton scores 29, getting 12 assists despite Jokic scoring 35 with 12 rebounds. The Nuggets lose their third straight. What is wrong with the Nuggets? Anthony.
Jamal Murray's not putting up consistent points like he used to.
Just like in the bubble. We need bubble Jamal back.
Jamal Murray and his girlfriend haven't been clicking outside of the games. Okay. So that's why he hasn't been putting up numbers. Maybe they're having a little bit of beef, but hopefully soon.
Yes, they should put it on Twitter.
Bubble Jamal will be back.
We need a good NBA Twitter beef. We haven't had one in a minute.
Watch Poppin' can handle that.
I think also the Nuggets' problem is, besides Jamal Murray's lack of performance on the court and other aspects of the world, they're located in Denver, and that's all I'm going to say. yeah, just continue.
All righty. I think that the Nuggets' problem is Jamal Murray, and I don't think they're giving Bol Bol enough minutes. That's just my humble opinion. Bobo has potential to be a top 10 center in the NBA. Potential. Not that he's ever going to make it there. But he can if they give him the minutes and he stops getting injured all the time. Imagine if you were 7'4 with a 7'9 wingspan.
He looks like he's 20 pounds.
Yeah, he looks like, wait a second, what?
He looks like he weighs 20 pounds. He's like really, he's like insanely skinny, so no wonder.
What about 25 soaking wet?
Yeah. Okay, cool. But he looks like, of course he's going to break, keep getting injured. He looks like he weighs 20 pounds.
So what you're saying is that he needs to just get swole.
He needs to bulk like Zion did.
Yes.
Bulking season.
Yo, that'd be the scariest looking man on the planet, right?
It's bulking season.
A dude
season.
That's built like Zion, but 7'4".
Yeah.
I would run the other direction just by, like, if I saw a figure.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Moving on, the Pistons traded Derrick Rose to the New York Knicks in exchange for Dennis Smith Jr. and a 2021 second-round pick. Who do you think won the trade? Anthony.
The Knicks. They gave up a horrible point guard in the second-round pick for Derrick Rose.
Dennis Smith Jr. isn't horrible. He's not great, but he's not horrible.
I think the Knicks won just because they have a bigger name and they're going to get more media attention.
Wow.
Not that they need more money.
Yeah, they do. They also need to fire their owner. That should be a thing. We should be able to fire the owner.
Also, I know this is off topic. Are the Knicks in the script at all besides this?
No.
Let's just talk about how, like, week one of the NBA season or week two, we talked about how the Knicks were off to a hot start.
They still are. They're still in the playoff race.
They were, like, what, 6-0?
No.
Or something like that, 6-2, 6-3? I don't know. They were doing decent, and then they're definitely not doing decent now. And the only reason they're in the only reason they're in the playoff contention is because the Pistons are 5-18.
That's bad. That's very.
There's
bad.
Five teams without double digit wins in the East.
Yeah.
And there's only one in the West. And it's the Timberwolves. That's
yeah, because the Timberwolves are terrible. They need to fire their head coach, trade away Carl Anthony Towns.
Okay, we get it. Every single team needs to fire their head coach and trade away somebody. Okay.
Just saying.
Sounds like the Eagles.
The Eagles need to just do a complete overhaul in the front office department and the coaching
Eagles
department.
The Eagles just need to disband their organization.
The Knicks are number 9 in the playoff race at
yes,
11-14.
I know. Because there's five teams without 10
They're
wins.
Making the playoff push by getting Derrick Rose. He's going back to the Knicks for the second time in his career.
They're not going to make the playoffs. Just like the Kings aren't going to make the playoffs.
Okay, if you say one more bad thing about the Kings.
The Kings suck.
You
and they're not making the playoffs.
Fired.
The Kings suck, and they're not making the playoff.
You haven't done anything to piss me off yet. Alrighty. Moving on to our game picks. While I cry myself to sleep.
Are there any Kings picks?
Yes.
I choose any team that the Kings are playing.
Starting off,
literally
the 76ers playing the Kings.
The 76ers in an absolute blowout win. Like 40 points.
I have the Kings winning.
Bias. That is biased and incorrect.
Hey, they just beat the two of the best teams in the West.
And they're not going to beat the best team in the East.
Yes, they are. Watch.
Oh, my gosh.
So everyone else except me picks the 76ers?
Yes. Everyone else here has brain.
Yeah.
Okay. Just because I picked the Kings doesn't mean I don't have a brain.
Anthony, this entire show has only said four words.
Anthony, literally, yeah. Anthony has included absolutely nothing.
Are you okay, Anthony?
Fine.
Are you down bad, bro?
There's five.
Did somebody break your heart?
Six.
Oh.
Seven.
Shut up, John.
8, 9, 10. 10 words.
Say something else so we can. So say like 3 more words so we can get.
Go to the next game.
Go.
That
to
was 4.
The next game. Hey, that's 15. That was actually 14. Are you stupid?
Alrighty, yeah, next game. Oh, next game, we got the Celtics versus the Jazz. Anthony, who you got?
Utah.
I'm going to take the Jazz, but I think the Celtics will make it interesting.
I think the Jazz will win.
I have the Celtics winning.
Of course you do.
You hate
Jason them. Tatum is a dark horse MVP candidate.
But they've lost like 5 of the last 7 games.
Look, here's something I'm sure of. ESPN will absolutely put anything that LaMelo does.
I don't care, John. We're not talking about LaMelo Ball, okay?
When we get to the Hornets, we can talk about that. Okay,
no,
John?
No, I don't want
to
talk about LaMelo Ball. I hate him.
Why? Because he looks like a donkey?
No, he's just bad.
He made 7 threes in 1 game.
Okay, yeah, he had 1 good game. And the other ones are all like, wow, he passed the ball. Let's suck his toes. Okay, I don't need this from any of you. You can't lie. I'm being factually correct.
That's the joke.
Just because you're being factually correct doesn't make what you're doing correct.
What am I doing?
Making fun of LaMelo.
He's
moving on.
Ugly and he's
bad. The Warriors versus the Spurs. Who you got?
The Warriors.
Warriors.
Spurs.
I also have the Warriors winning.
Upset season, baby. Anyway.
Wow.
Maybe that Draymond was cringy. Take it. Maybe Draymond will shoot another 3 with 8 seconds to go.
Yeah, let's go, Draymond.
From midcourt.
From the logo.
Draymond logo. Also looks like a donkey.
Logo Trey. Okay.
Logo Trey. No. Yes. Logo Trey. That's okay. Lit.
Go. What's
all right, next game, we got the Bucks versus the Suns. Who you got?
Bucks.
The Bucks.
Bucks.
The Bucks. The Suns are good, but they're not going to beat the Bucks. Next game, we got the 76ers playing the Trailblazers.
The Sixers.
Nah, I also had the Sixers. Next game, we got the Pelicans versus the Mavericks.
So you'll pick the Sixers to beat the Blazers, but not the Kings.
Yeah, because the Kings are a better team than the Blazers.
Huh?
Okay. I'll say the Mavericks.
They're playing the Pelicans?
Yes.
I think the Mavericks.
I have the Pelicans winning. I think first. I think that Zion is going to go off.
Oh, my God. Of course it's a LaMelo Ball as soon as he opens Instagram.
Yes.
Don't care. Still don't care. Okay, what's the next one?
Alrighty, the next game is the Bucks versus the Jazz.
The Jazz.
Jazz. LaMelo.
Jazz.
LaMelo is not on the Jazz. Guys, it wasn't that funny. It wasn't even a joke. I was being that serious.
Whoa.
Why are you laughing that hard at
who
that?
Who just snorted?
It was Will. Why are you? It's not funny. That was not funny at all.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not. I was just saying he's not on the Jazz.
Alrighty, I have the Bucks winning.
Don't care.
Anthony, who did you have winning?
The Jazz.
Alrighty. Moving on to the Grizzlies versus the Lakers.
The Lakers.
What is wrong with you? It's going to be the Grizzlies.
The Lakers.
What is wrong with you?
Are you slow?
I don't know if you want me to answer that question.
Please tell me you're not being serious.
Lakers.
The Lakers.
What are your points for this?
Yeah, well, please let us know why the Grizzlies are going to beat the Lakers.
Ja Morant is going to have a triple-double, and Jaren Jackson is going to go absolutely insane from three, while Jonas Valanciunas puts up a double-double with points and rebounds, and Gorgui Dieng scores 21 off the bench with 5 of them being threes.
Let's clip that. Clip that right now.
Watch it actually happen.
Clip that right now. What's the timestamp?
Timestamp 43 minutes and 15 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Okay,
well,
considering nobody's going to make it this far in the show, we'll just have to remember that. 45 minutes and 43 minutes and 40 something. I don't even know. 43
Alrighty.
Minutes.
Well, last two games. First off, we got the Nets playing the Warriors.
The Nets.
Warriors.
Oh,
Nets.
My God.
Alrighty, last game. Lakers versus Nuggets.
The Kings.
LaMelo.
The Kings are going to go 0-49 to end the season.
No! Wait, but then we'll get the first pick. Then we'll get Cade Cunningham. Let's go!
I don't know who that is. But I'm going to say the... Wait, who or the name? I don't even
Lakers
know.
Lakers and the Nuggets.
The Lakers.
Lakers. Nuggets are very bad right now. Alrighty, that's all we have for you today. Very, very fun show.
LaMelo.
Alrighty, have a good week.